Hello, family and friends. I'm honored here for day five, our last day in this sequence with Pastor Jack Pollock, pastor of the Master's Chapel in the Boonville area. And Pastor, it's been a real honor to have you. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you.
It's been quite a blessing. And God hooked us up, you know, through our jobs. It's amazing how God will make these connections, you know, and he's always trying to make these divine connections. And I'm thankful for him hooking us up. Well, Father, we come today hungry. Thank you for speaking through Pastor Jack, Father. We come ready to receive. We don't come as a closed vessel. We come as an open vessel, Father. So pour into us today, Father. Through Pastor Jack's message, we're ready to receive and apply this message to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Pastor.
In this last session, I'd really like to talk about what is going on right now, where we're at from a biblical standpoint. And to best understand that, we need to go back to Daniel and look at the 70 weeks that Daniel prophesied about. And it started with the rebuilding of Jerusalem, and it has continued since that point in time. And for the first 69 weeks of years, which is 7 years times 69, or 483 years, Jesus fulfilled that time period exactly on Palm Sunday when he rode in and announced himself as the Messiah. And that was prophesied. And one of the things that Jesus did when he was here in his ministry was he held the Jewish people responsible, especially the Sadducees and the Pharisees, which was the leadership, the religious leadership. He held them responsible for not knowing the exact day that the Messiah was supposed to claim himself and present himself to them. Mm-hmm. And that has registered with me in a big way, because if he's going to hold the Jewish leaders responsible for things they should have known that was prophesied and written in their Bible, what's he going to hold us to? Mm-hmm. What are we responsible for? So what I'm trying to do with my church is to get them to understand where we're at in that period of time. And once Jesus came and announced himself as the Messiah, he basically put a pause in place for a period of time. The thing about that is we don't know what that period of time is, but we know that period of time is the time of the Gentiles, which is you and me. That's everybody except for the Jews.
Yep.
The Jews failed to recognize who he was and didn't honor him for who he was. So he's giving us as Gentiles the opportunity to take on that mantle and be a blessing to the world. So that means that we too have responsibilities to those around us. So as a church, we're responsible for affecting other people's lives and making sure that they understand who Jesus Christ is, what he's all about, what he's done for them, and especially now that he has died on the cross and his blood covers our sins and he has established this new covenant, this covenant of grace and mercy. Everything has changed in the way that we go about this thing that we call Christianity.
Yeah.
He doesn't use the phrase Christianity. That's a label we put on it. Mm-hmm. What we're really talking about, those who believe in Jesus Christ and trust he is who he says he is and trust that he's going to do the things that he says he's going to do. And that's the foundation of this thing that we call Christianity. But it's only for a period of time. And the only thing that we know about this period of time is at the end of it. At the end of it, he is going to take his church out and that he is going to call them home. And when that happens, it's the beginning of Daniel's 70th week, which is the week of tribulation. And all of the world will never be the same. It's going to be unlike anything that the world has ever experienced. And one of the good things about it, and this is not meant to scare anybody, it's meant to call attention to the things that Jesus himself told us was going to take place. He prophesied that the temple would be torn down, that there wouldn't be a stone left on top of each other. And it happened exactly the way he said. Mm-hmm. All the prophecy was fulfilled, and it's still being fulfilled, and it will be fulfilled. And if you want to see how God is working, the one thing that we can look at without any hesitation whatsoever is we have to look at the nation of Israel. Mm-hmm. because that is the home of his chosen people. Yep. Jerusalem is going to be involved. It has in the past, it is now, and it will be in the future, yep, because God has identified that as the premier place on this earth that his presence will be known.
Amen.
And the thing that we need to really look at and make sure that we follow through with is the fact that now we as Gentiles, all those believers who believe in Jesus and who follow him, we have to fulfill his will by spreading that word to anybody that we come in contact with. It doesn't mean just the chosen few. It doesn't mean an elect group. It doesn't mean the upper echelon of society. It means everybody. Jesus came to seek and to save all people,
yeah,
from the lowest of low to Caesar and all those people that were at the top of the heap.
Yeah.
And he has put people in place. And one of the things that's really important that we should be looking at is Paul, the Apostle Paul. He came to preach to the Gentiles. All of his writings is geared towards the Gentiles.
Sure.
He is the only one of the apostles who was focused on the Gentiles because it's part of the new covenant.
Yeah.
It's part of the change that God made whenever the Jews rejected him, yeah, and didn't follow him and do the things that he expected them to do. He has given us a chance to fulfill that role. And Paul has written so that we would know how it is that we're supposed to live, how we're supposed to interrelate with other people, how we're supposed to affect people, and most importantly, how we're supposed to recognize who God is and to worship him in a way that glorifies the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that is ultimately critical. And that's a message that each and every one of us is to be about, that we're supposed to share, that we're supposed to have as a primary focus, a top-of-mind topic.
Amen.
In everything we do, we should be working towards making that message come across to the people around us. He loves us, and he has given us a unique opportunity here, but it's not going to last forever. And the fact that prophecy is being fulfilled, there were 10 prophecies that were fulfilled on the day that Israel became a nation. It happened in a single day. Mm-hmm. No other nation has ever came into existence that way.
Mm-hmm.
No other peoples were drawn together, and they're still drawing together. And Israel today is something that is beyond expectation. It is a blessing to the whole world. And there's videos out there that you can go get and look at if you don't believe that, that will help you understand that Israel, even today, is trying to be a blessing to all nations. So the message that I have for you is make sure you're prepared, because the rapture can happen at any minute. God can come and take his church home, his people home, to be with him. And then look out.
Amen.
Look out, because judgment is coming. And again, that's not meant to scare you. It's meant to make sure that you go into this with your eyes wide open. Because in order for him to be a just God, a true God, he has to be just. He has to reward those who are followers, and he has to penalize those, yeah, who betray him.
Amen. You know, and I tell those guys in jail, I get this the picture of Jesus standing there with his arms wide open, ready to embrace those that are lost. That's how much he loves you. But God is not a dictator. He gave us a choice. And the Bible gave us the answer key. It says to choose life. And so, Jack, for those out there today that maybe have never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, you would please pray for those people to come to him.
Father, we humble ourselves before you right now. Lord, we know that we have failed you in so many ways, and Lord, I ask you to forgive us of our sins. Lord, you have told us that the first step in the process is to acknowledge that we're sinners. And once we acknowledge that, Lord, we realize that there is a need for a Savior, and your Son, Jesus Christ, has fulfilled that need in every way possible. He has sacrificed his place in heaven and came to this earth as a humble human being. And he has provided his life to be sacrificed on our behalf, that he hung on a cross and died that we might have life. He was buried and he rose the third day just as he had prophesied, and he eventually ascended into heaven to sit at your right side and plead our case on a daily basis whenever Satan comes in and he accuses us. Lord, we thank you that you have provided a way to reconcile us to yourself. And Lord, once we realize that we're in need of a Savior and we accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as that Savior, Lord, just help us to make a life change, to change our focus from our wants, our desires, our selfish ambitions. Lord, help us to change our focus to be on you, and that through your love that we can help other people and put other people first as a means of influencing them for you. And Lord, we know that once that happens, Lord, that you will change our lives. And Lord, it's through that change that others will come to know that you are real. It's through our witness, through our testimony, and through our willingness to share your word. And it's in Jesus Christ's name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Jack, thank you so much. And how would they contact you again, please?
If you want to contact me and get more information about my ministry or the church, the Master's Chapel, call me at 812-202-3177. We're located between Boonville and Chandler on Highway 62. It's the Master's Chapel, and we would love to have you come and worship with us.
Amen. Well, thank you. Such an honor having you, Pastor, and we'll have to do it again sometime down the road, and it was just really a blessing, so thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for letting me come and share with you.
Amen. Well, folks, we sure do love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today, and remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.